Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios.
Powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, Scott Presler's with us. He's driving in the rain. Riders on the Storm with Scott Presler today. Mr. Presler, where are you?
Hey, Dom. So I just left, Beaver County, Pennsylvania, and I voted because I'm not going to be in town on May 20th for the primary. So I voted today. An in-person, on-demand mail-in ballot, and I am heading to Lancaster, Pennsylvania, where I will be at Roots Country Market tomorrow to court voters and get them registered to vote.
Scott, I saw the turnout in Camden, which, you know, Camden's gotten better as far as safety. They've done some nice work there, but still kind of notorious, and it looked to be a packed house when you came here for the Camden County people.
Oh, it was awesome. Well, I give a lot of credit to Chairwoman Kimberly Stewart. She's the GOP chairwoman for Camden County. So if you're looking for a home, if you're looking for like-minded conservatives, even outside of Philadelphia, then I encourage you, join the Camden County GOP and help us win the New Jersey governorship this November.
So let's talk about, we now have Jersey numbers, right? First of the month and all that stuff. How are we doing registering in New Jersey?
We do. I don't have them in front of me. So fact check what I'm about to tell you on my social media just for the exact numbers. But I do believe in the last month, Democrats added 500 voters in New Jersey statewide, whereas Republicans added 2,000 plus. So still, we are out-registering the Democrats 4-1, Garden statewide across New Jersey. And I think it's important to note one last thing. You know, New Jersey has been Democrat for so long, and it really is nepotistic that when these people become governor, Democrats, what they do is they end up hiring a lot of their cronies or they hire family members. And so they really stack the deck of local government. And so some people in New Jersey, for whatever reason, have remained Democrat or have remained unaffiliated for fear of retribution by being registered as a Republican. And so the one interesting thing about Jersey is, although it's technically a closed primary state like Pennsylvania is, you can still be unaffiliated, and on June 10th, June 10th for the primary in New Jersey, you can go as an unaffiliated voter and choose a Republican ballot that day. Now, when you do vote Republican on June 10th, you will automatically be switched to Republican. So that's kind of how New Jersey operates a little bit differently than Pennsylvania. But we are rocking and rolling towards the May 20th PA primary and the June 10th New Jersey primary.
Oh, without a doubt. Any numbers in Pennsylvania? How are we doing in Pennsylvania?
You know, I've been on the road and driving all morning, so I don't have them 100%. But I will tell you again that the Democrats did gain ground. However, asterisk, it was something like 200 Republicans switched to Democrat and 147 independents switched to Democrat in Philadelphia. And again, I can't say this over and over again more, that they're probably switching for Dugan against Larry Krasner. And I think the most important thing is, Dom, today, May 5th, is the last day to register to vote or change your party affiliation for the May 20th primary. So as much as this hurts my heart, my soul, my very being, if you're a Republican and you need to switch to Democrat in Philadelphia for the sole purpose of trying to defeat Larry Krasner, I will support that if and only if, after you vote, you please think about immediately switching back to Republicans so we can see our numbers bounce back, please.
I hear you. Exactly. That's what it is, Scott. Dugan's getting some traction here. Now, the interesting thing I saw in your Twitter in the last few days, though, is you've gotten permission. I only have one county. I know it's several in front of me, to now go where the votes are. And you know that better than anybody I've ever seen doing this. And that would be to register people around churches. Lehigh County is one. Nonpartisan, but to register people to vote at churches.
Well, I can't say his name right now publicly, but I was recently at the Berks County Republican Committee over in the Sinking Spring area, where I'll actually be this next week. And the gentleman that I met, he followed days after meeting him, and he got permission to begin courting parishioners or priests or pastors that are with churches, especially Catholic churches, to do voter registration. And these are counties like Berks, Carbon, Lehigh, etc. And so knowing that 30% of Christians are not registered to vote, this could very well be a game changer in being able to court people of faith, get them registered, and ultimately prepare for this year and defeating Governor Shapiro next year.
All right, just one big note on my calendar, too. Is it May 15th is Scott Presler's birthday?
That could be, yes. Hopefully people still think I'm somewhere in my 20s, but yes.
I got to come up with something special. When are you going to be in the area around that date?
So I will be in Bucks County on the 15th.
Oh, do you have the location?
No, not yet. I can't release that just yet.
All right. Well, I'll be watching for that, and you expect a surprise visit. I don't know what we're going to be doing there, but we have to come up with something after all this time. Until then, Scott, where do people go to help the cause, to volunteer, to raise money, to contribute? What do they do?
Well, instead, let me end on this note. Instead of promoting myself, let me promote today. Today, May 5th, I want to repeat this again, please. Every listener to the Dom Giordano, please check your voter registration status right now. Type into the internet, PA, check voter status. It will ask for your name or driver's license. Make sure you're an active voter registered at your current address with your preferred political party. Do that today, please, because after 11:59 p.m., you will no longer be able to register or change your party affiliation, and you will miss out on picking your favorite candidates on May 20th. So make that a priority. Please check your status now. Register to vote. Change your party affiliation. And that's how I'd like to end.
All right, Scott, be safe out there. Again, we will see you on the 15th, but we'll see you next Monday first, though.
Thanks, Dom, Dan, Henry. Thanks, team.
Thank you very much. Scott Presler here. What a blockbuster. Coming up, Bill Shatner. I don't know how many people, he's Canadian, so, but one of the all-time great talk radio guests coming to Philadelphia for Fan Expo. And it's Mel Gibson's even on the docket for this one, for this Fan Expo. Wow, I didn't know Mel Gibson was doing this. All right, so William Shatner, I think I've interviewed him three times, four over the years. Always interesting guy. I asked him about Katy Perry. I think it's Astronauts Day today, too. He's been in space for real. He's next here on Talk Radio 1210.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, big issues, big guests, one of the all-timers, William Shatner. I'm sure he's doing a million interviews. He's coming to town. He'll be with us presently. We'll do Dom's Money Melody after Mr. Shatner. A lot to talk about since he's last been here in space. Just what a career. Earl asking, how about the Christmas album? Well, we're going to get another one of those. And, you know, what fans ask him. He's on the bill here, Fan Expo. Mel Gibson is on it, too. It's the first time I've seen him. Jim DiLorenzo does a great job with this right here in downtown Philadelphia. I have the 16th of May through the 18th of May for Fan Expo. If you've never been to one, William Shatner is one of the most gracious people imaginable. So he'll be here presently. We have been talking, though, and I just see more on this, that Democrats backing away from Mr. Garcia, still trying to spin it into a due process. We played you the other day, the guy from Maryland. And tomorrow night is one of the things at the big event out there at the Colonial Theater that we're going to talk about, the border, ICE, and this idea of self-deportation. This shows the hand of Trump getting it. What's the easiest way to take vast numbers out of here and avoid all the collateral damage, etc.? Get them a plane ticket. Get them $1,000. I'm all on board with that. It's cost-effective. It's cheap to engage in this. And we'll see what the other side says. Their argument seems to be, well, people leaving this country that were here illegally deserve a whole lot more because they contribute so much. And CNN interviewed a guy who's a member of the cartel. Always a bad move. You know, what are we giving time to the guy that's a member of the cartel in either Juarez or someplace like that? And he says, and is this going to play in America at CNN? He says, well, we wouldn't be doing the drug trade if we didn't have such a market here that you Americans want it. You think Americans are going to jump up and down and say, that guy is right, it's on us? I don't think so, particularly with fentanyl, who many people are not doing drugs. There's all kinds of things that have happened around this where people end up dead. So continue doing that, bringing us cartel members to kind of lecture us and self-justify themselves. All right, let's go to Joe in Bordentown on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Joe, good afternoon. What do you have today?
Good afternoon. Yes, the pinata. And I found out there's a lot of Donald Trump pinatas that have been bashed, so I wonder if they're being done today on Cinco de Mayo.
Gotcha. The pinata is a strong answer. Side question today, Cinco de Mayo. Hit us with that as an all-time something associated with Mexico. All right, so William Shatner is now with us. Let's welcome Bill Shatner back to Philadelphia. Mr. Shatner, William Shatner, welcome back. Thanks for joining us.
I got an album out there titled Call Me Bill. So can I do anything less than ask you to call me Bill?
Of course I will call you Bill. My producer, who's been with me for a few years, I think this is the third time we've interviewed you over that course of time, and people always talk about it. But particularly now that you've gone into space for real, what's the big takeaway for Bill Shatner going into space?
Well, do we have a few minutes?
Sure. Go right ahead. You're blasting off here, Captain Kirk. Go ahead.
All right. Well, there's I don't know whether you give the long version or the short version. Anthropologists sometimes work through speech. And when they find words appearing in the vocabulary, they assume that there's a word for, and in this case, I'm referring to horses. So in one of those original languages, probably from the steppes of Mongolia, the word horse appears about 10,000 years ago. So they know that the domestication of that animal, we ultimately called a horse, began about then, anthropologically, and they proved it with bones in caves and things like that. There are no words in the English language for weightlessness because it's too soon. Nobody can describe that feeling. The astronauts trained underwater to give you the illusion of, but it's nothing like what weightlessness feels like. Because weightlessness has never been experienced other than the 600 or so people who have been up into space. So there aren't words to describe it. You're floating, but you know, you say, oh yeah, floating like Icarus up in the, no, it's just indescribable. It's like being sick to your stomach in a way. You know, you're like, you lose it. Like being dizzy, like vertigo. Like vertigo. There's no touchstone. So a lot of the people, I saw a film of Jeff Bezos up in space, and he was floating with his their cameras in the spaceship, and so there was a camera pointing at his rear end, and he's floating horizontally, and his feet are facing the camera, spread open. And he had a kid up there, an adolescent that he took up, as well as his brother and an astronaut. The kid was throwing candies at his rear end. And that's how they were spending this precious few moments.
Oh, my God.
This thing comes up, breaches the Kármán line. You're in space for 3 or 4 minutes, and you begin your descent. And when I saw that film, I made a promise to myself I wouldn't waste any time, but I'd go straight to the window and look out, which is what I did. So I looked out the window. I looked up ahead, and my God, it's space. And it's black and it's death. I mean, there's no twinkling stars and no moon. There's no sun from the angle we were at. Mm-hmm. Black, death. I looked back, saw the blue orb, and saw life. But it made absolute dramatic sense that I, who have been an ecologist for so long, saw this little rock, this vulnerable little rock, 6 inches of dirt on it and a mile and a half of oxygen in the air. And it took nothing to pollute it. And we've polluted it. And I was struck dramatically, like I saw it more emphatically than I ever have, of the harm we're doing to our planet and coming back in sorrow for the Earth. I came back with deep sadness. I didn't realize it until moments later when I was able to sit down and figure, why am I weeping? And I was in grief for our Earth.
My goodness. They chose the right person to do this. You would not desecrate it by throwing candy in the air there. So,
well, I wouldn't use the word desecrate. I would say they were celebrating this novel, unique experience by, doing whatever they did. I was consumed, because I've talked so much about space, to see that Earth. And I thought, well, like that picture of the blue orb, I'd be fascinated by the blue orb.
Without a doubt. So Bill, coming to town, do you have a sense of how many times you've been to Philadelphia? Every time you're here, we hear from people afterward who listen to you on the show talk about this is their X number of fan expos, and you are the person they definitely want to meet for any number of things that you are known for.
I'll be there May 16th at the convention center. I'm there Friday and Saturday night. I leave Saturday. I try to be with my family as much as possible. And so I'll leave Saturday night to spend Sunday with my people. But I'm there signing autographs and posing for pictures, but mostly what I'm there for is to spend an hour in front of the audience talking, not unlike this, answering questions and having a spontaneous, unrehearsed, unthought of moment with a large group of people. It's an experience for both the audience and me.
It certainly is. Bill, if I could, your favorite thing that you've done, I can't think of anybody, and that's why every time we have a chance to talk with you, it's something new that you've done. What's the favorite role?
Well, let me, instead of looking at the past, let me tell you what I'm doing.
Go right ahead. Yeah.
All right. So I'm going to Seattle shortly to do one of these Comic-Cons. Then I'm going back to Seattle to do an extraordinary moment in the theater, which is Neil deGrasse Tyson and I were in the South Pole together on a ship, entertaining, so to speak. And we got along famously. I've done his podcast. I knew him and I admired him. But we became real good friends. And when I came home from the South Pole, I thought, God, that was an extraordinary moment. And to think of those three major explorers, why did they do that? What was that? And I began to write a speech, if you will, about exploration and why mankind climbed off the tree. Then I thought, what a lovely evening it would be with Neil and I commenting on that. So I got a hold of him and Daniel Fox, who produced it, and we're now going to be in Seattle a little after that in June, mid-June. We're going to be in mid-June on a Thursday or Friday night at a theater, just Neil and I. It's being advertised like now, today, tomorrow. Bill and Neil rocking, and we're in rocking chairs, so we're rocking back and forth. Bill and Neil, and we're going to talk about anything, but what I'd like to talk about is the need for mankind to explore. I want to start the evening off as, why the hell should we go to Mars and go from there? Because exploration and every man's endeavor, whether it was geographical, going to the South Pole, why? Why would you go to a place that is exactly the very point of the South Pole is exactly the same as 100 miles from the South Pole? It's all blank white. It's a man-made point that somebody snowshoes to. Why? Why do they want to go to, why do you want to go to Mars? Why did you want to invent a worship and end up with one God when animism took care of everything in the original way of worshiping? As the spiritual, the geographical, and the medical exploration. We started with primitive man eating a bud. Oh, that felt good. That cured something. And had homeopathic remedies, which evolved to now cures for diseases, even old age. I just did a two-day interview of scientists working on cancer slash old age, because through the cells of a cancer, you can see the health of the body or the lack of health, which leads you to aging. So I've got a show that will appear somewhere that relates cancer and old age. Is that like crazy?
No, then, it's very logical. Very logical.
Then next week, I'm going to Nashville to do another album with this great lyricist, Robert Chernow. And I'm being doing the music is going to be written by Brad Paisley. So I'm going to do a new album in a couple of weeks, in a week. And the lyrics to which we've written 14 songs, Robert and I, 14 lyrics, and Brad and company will put the music to it in a week. That's what I'm doing this next
Wow.
Is that like a wow?
Well, that is a wow. You wow us every time you're here, and you're going to do that too Friday and Saturday, the 16th of May. Well, Friday night, Saturday night, 16th and 17th, here at the Convention Center in downtown Philadelphia.
Exactly.
I don't know how we could keep up with you, Bill. Stay well. Thank you very
you
much
too, my
for
friend.
Coming again. Appreciate it.
Hopefully I'll see you when I'm there.
Absolutely.
Take
William
care.
Shatner, Colin Bill here on Talk Radio 1210. All right, that was a walk into space. You just wind him up, and we don't know where it's going to stop. That's all the stuff that he's doing. All right. It is, I think we do it now, though. Then we'll take the break. It is time for.
Sorry, we were talking with Shatner.
Okay,
for
all right,
a second.
All right.
He called me off guard here.
So, okay, it's time for Dom's Money Melody, and we have a pair of tickets to see Some Like It Hot at the Forest Theater, Tuesday, May 20th. Tickets are available at EnsembleArtsPhilly.org. Some Like It Hot, the four-time Tony Award-winning show set in Chicago during the Prohibition, combines heart, laugh, song, and dance. All-time famous. I'll have to check out who's starring in it here at the Forest. Okay, Dan?
Yeah, Dom, let's go with a Mexican-American individual, a person that was born in Brooklyn but has a Mexican father and actually a Scottish mother, but a very, very famous singer in the realm of protest. I'll throw that out as a little clue here. But here she is singing in Philadelphia at JFK Stadium for Live Aid 1985, singing one of Dom Giordano's favorite songs of all time. Take a listen.
Ace has a weed, thus found that save a wretch like me, that save a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found.
So Dom, we're looking for who that singer is, who has a Mexican father and a Scottish mother growing up in Brooklyn. They're singing at Live Aid 1985.
We might go back to that type of song, too, later in a side question this week. But hit us with that now. You're off to Some Like It Hot classic here at the Forest Theater. Here's how you do it. 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is just push pound, 1210. Let's talk about Sicily for a moment. We've been talking for a while about this great trip, third time that Ro and I are headed to Italy. Well, Sicily does seem even more exotic. We were just talking to people that we were at lunch with yesterday about Sicily and the time of year that we're going in the fall, missing all the usual tourist stuff and all that, and our guide, Conservative Tours. They know the places, the culture, the places to eat, places to see that are on your wish list. It's just that simple, and they cater to everything. All this as we head to Europe, Mediterranean Europe in Sicily and Calabria this fall, $55.44, including airfare. The dining events we enjoy in Italy, stuff of legend, of course, bustling Palermo, the Quattro Conte, stunning Monreal, the Palace of the Normans, Savoca, Mount Etna, the Valley of the Temples. Giuseppe told us about the volcanoes. And just a great spot that you'll talk about and want to go back to. Get in with Conservative Tours if you haven't called yet. Two ways, conservativetours.com, get all the info, or 888-733-9494. You also enjoy the Godfather Tour and visit with locales from the movie, all three films. Call 888-733-9494.
I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
We host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
It's the Money Melody.
Yes, that is right. We'll give you the clue. Don't forget, Some Like It Hot is the prize. Here's today's clue. Who is this?
Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. That same wretch like me.
And I don't like that version. I love her, but not that version. So
Do you love her? You love her?
Yeah, yeah, I really like her. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
She's got the this is a big one. Yeah. I mean, I don't agree with her politically, but her style, the whole thing.
Yeah.
Sandy in Wilmington. Sandy, who's singing Amazing Grace?
I think that's Joan Baez.
It is Joan Baez. Sandy, enjoy. I'll put
they
you on
great
hold.
Clues.
Say it again, Sandy. Go ahead. I'll put you on hold, Sandy. We'll get the tickets to you. Okay. Joan Baez, Mexican mother.
Father. Yeah, okay. So he was actually born in Puebla, Mexico, but he grew up in Brooklyn, and he was a father who would preach to a Spanish-speaking congregation. So, yeah, Joan Baez is father of Mexican descent, born in Puebla, and his mother, or her mother, is of Scottish descent. So she's part Mexican-Scottish, but yes, correct answer, Joan Baez there singing at JFK Stadium for Live Aid 85.
Oh, Live Aid. Was she with Dylan?
No, not Dylan.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. All right.
I think that was after their relationship and falling out and all that. Yeah.
All right. So it's 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. All right. We do have a guilty verdict in Philadelphia. Larry Krasner posing like he really wants to throw the book at this guy. The guy who shot six in one day. Remember this? Philadelphia police officers. I was on Fox and Friends the morning after they finally got him, right there down the block anyhow in Hunting Park from the scene, was found guilty Monday of three counts of attempted murder, more than a dozen related charges. Maurice Hill, 42, faced dozens of charges for the shooting. He shot 130 rounds. His defense attorney said that it was fight or flight mode when narcotics officers rammed open the front door to search for drugs. In the closing argument, prosecutors told jurors that Hill attempted to assassinate the law, firing more than 130 rounds from an AR-15 semi-automatic. He struck six cops, and some of them, you know, sometimes the recovery is very difficult from this, even though this is years after the fact. The jury read out the verdict. Most of the charges related to 12 victims, all Philadelphia police officers. Three attempted murder, nine counts of aggravated assault, nine counts of assault of a law enforcement, endangering two people trapped inside the house, possession of drugs, firearm charges. The worst of those offenses commands decade in prison. If this guy doesn't get life in prison, I would give him the death penalty. I'll be clear about that. A menace like this, you know, I know it's not under any current law since it's attempted murder, but maybe it should be what this guy did and what he was up to. He should never see the light of day again. Everybody would agree with that. But, you know, there are enough progressives and Democrats out there that someday, just like Mumia, and we have the upcoming DA's race, and I think it's on his bucket list, Larry Krasner dearly would want to get Mumia out of jail. Inside, it would be the capstone of his career. You can imagine there. Finally, this case is over for now, and we'll see what the sentencing is. All righty, phone lines are 855-839-1210. You get on board. We are looking for something associated with Mexico today on the side question to get your name into the hat. Dan and I were just talking with Bill Shatner. You know, there's going to be some rambling. You wind him up, though. The stuff he said about being in space, I didn't ask him about Katy Perry. I just didn't feel he was talking at a level poetically. I didn't want to bring Miss Perry into it.
Poetically is right. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. It was. It was classic. No wonder they just follow this guy around with a tape recorder, and that's what they probably do. And you heard the upcoming events, or I don't know if that's a Christmas album he's doing in Nashville or not. It was a little hard to tell there, but he'll be in Philadelphia. And again, Jim DiLorenzo, they put on a great fan expo over at the convention center. One time, Lou Ferrigno was here, and I got him at Andy's Diner. He had 100 people doing push-ups and all. He was here for it. But Mel Gibson in person, I don't know. It's got to be an event. Mr. Gibson sometimes has a temper. I don't know, what he's going to be doing there. He's pretty big, though, and Shatner. And a bunch of others from all these Marvel things and all. They draw quite a crowd. It's a good Saturday or Friday night. Thank you, Jim, for always thinking about us. You say that Shatner, if I had asked this, though, Dan, is bilingual, fluent in French. I wish I had seen that there because I would have brought it up and I would have shown off a few of my own French phrases.
Wait, you know French, too?
Well, I...
Je suis la juvie.
Où est la tabac? Where's the tobacco story? I remember that for some reason.
Yeah, the Shat grew up for some time in Montreal, Canada. So
yeah, it fits. He's a very erudite guy who's done the Price Club and stuff like that, among other things. But Captain Kirk, that's pretty hard to top as a role of a lifetime. All right, lightning round is next here on Talk Radio 1210. As I said, one of the big stories are rolling out today that we've been talking about is the fact that the Trump administration, and this seems to be pretty solid, is offering a plane ticket back to the country of your choice or origin and $1,000. And the illegal immigrant groups in Chicago are complaining. They're saying it should be $100 billion because of what illegal immigrants have done for America. Well, no one asked you to come here and do anything for America. In fact, I really don't want to hear that. We're willing to give you a ticket out, and then you can do it the legal way and come in. How many people will do this? Even if 50,000 do it. Even if 25,000 do it pretty quickly. That, to me, is money well spent. It's more costly to be going through what we're going through now with these deportations, okay? And maybe tomorrow, I'm a little bit more out of time, but a guy who I suspect is more liberal, writing in the Inquirer today, says Doge may be right. This guy had a new car, and because he could not get the proper paperwork, even though he tried to do everything with the DMV, the new car sat on the lot. He had all kinds of problems with the dealer, and nobody at the DMV could answer anything or be helpful. They don't have to be. And you know what the day after tomorrow is? D-Day. The day after tomorrow is the day you have to have that real ID to board a flight or to get into a federal building. I'm not sure anything else that you need with it. My advice is don't sweat it. Get a passport if you know you're going to fly in the next month or whatever it is. Don't go through their hoops. Don't get all crazy. He talks about lining up in front of the DMV He was there an hour before it opened, and it took 3 or 4 hours to get in. And then they couldn't answer any question, or they didn't answer it, or they gave him conflicting advice. Yes, sir. That's what they do. That's your government. And neither side, Republicans, should be looking at this and seizing on this. The DMV, if I were running for office, is one of the things statewide that I would go after. And in Jersey, come on, Jack, this is something to go after. I find a nugget, something that just jumps at people, and say, which side supports this? And in Jersey, progressives do. They don't care about this. And then jump on it. Give us some more fodder. That's what I'm saying. All right, 855-839-1210. You can get on board.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
All right, today is Cinco de Mayo Day. 855-839-1210. You can get in. Something associated with Mexico. You still have time to get in under the wire. By the way, ACE investigator, and this is one of her major portfolios. Julie Kelly will be here at 1230 tomorrow because it appears, more than appears, that the Department of Justice has offered or is signing a big settlement with the survivors of Ashley Babbitt from January 6th. And we'll break it down, what that means, how it happened. And I'll ask her, how does she think the FBI is doing under Kash Patel as far as unearthing this stuff, putting it out there, the latest on that? That's at 1230 tomorrow. Okay. All right. Let's go to Bill in Bucks on Talk Radio 1210. All right, Bill, associated with Mexico, what do you have?
Well, here's what I got. I got Margarita.
Okay.
That was a tribute by in a song by Jimmy Buffett, Margaritaville.
Absolutely. Margarita certainly is big time associated with Mexico. 855-839-1210. You can get in with that. Oh, Drew in Upper Darby. I know a lot about this one. Drew, what's yours?
Hey, Dom, thank you very much. You know, Dom, I really find it's very peculiar. You know, this guy was the number two political figure.
Yes.
During the Russian Revolution behind Lenin. And then when Stalin got in control, he had to flee. And he thought he was safe. And after numerous warnings, he was assassinated in Mexico. I believe he was stabbed to death.
I think it was a hatchet.
Yes, that's what it was. You're right, Don.
Yeah, I've always think Trotsky, come on, you think you're safe in Mexico? They're walking around with hatchets.
I know. They told him. They warned him several times. Thanks, Don.
That's a good point. Talk about off the beaten path. Okay. Ben in Gloucester. Hey, Ben, you're on Talk Radio 1210. What do you have, Ben?
Yes, sir, Dominic. I have the famous Mexican weather forecast. It is chilly today and hot tamale.
All righty. You were sitting on that one for a while, Ben. Thanks for the contribution. Chuck in Newtown Square. Somebody else had this, but they dropped off. This is a pretty good one to be considered. All right, Chuck, what's yours?
Well, you know what? Like the Marines say, from the halls of Montezuma. Look, went back in the 80s, 90s, and early 2000s. I think they've straightened this out now. But there was Montezuma's revenge. You go to vacation in Mexico, parasites in the water. As a matter of fact, a big thing that was known then was don't even put ice cubes in your soda because the water is contaminated. And so many people got sick going there. It really stunted their industry. And now the vacation resorts, from what I understand, are in great shape, but they were not for about 15, 20 years. Really bad, really, really bad flus there going to Mexico.
Yeah, they actually have water filtration systems on most of these resorts now to prevent it. But if you go off resort, I spent some time in Cancun, and I got so used to spending time on the resort with the filtered water, I went to a bar off resort in the second half and ordered a pina colada, not thinking that it had to be mixed with ice in one way or the other. So, Dom, I was hit with a good case of the Montezuma's revenge on my way back.
When I was traveling in Spain, way back when, before Roe, before any of that, I drank out of a public fountain. I was brutally hot in Barcelona. That was it. Oh, my God. So put that on your list, things of not to do today. Mike in Philly on Talk Radio 1210. Hello, Mike. What's yours?
Ay, 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 ay. I am the Frito Bandito.
All right, a little cultural stereotyping is always good there. The Frito Bandito I haven't seen around in a while, but we'll accept it. All right, Dan, we'll start with you. Who did you like?
Top two answers came in the lightning round, in my opinion. I really liked Montezuma's Revenge and the out-of-box answer from Drew in Upper Darby of Leon Trotsky.
Yeah, but that's really out of the box. Yeah. I like the Montezuma Revenge. Somebody called in drop off earlier. Henry, but what about you?
I also liked Earl's answer of Skulls.
Okay.
I got a nice history lesson there. With
ooh, yeah, we got a nice lesson from Joan Exton about bullfighters when we talked about the current stance of bullfighting in Mexico as well.
I think the Montezuma, though, associated with it is true. And you're saying reassuring people, not that way today. Yeah. All right. So we'll put that in. And be ready to go. As I said, tomorrow, Julie Kelly joins us. Got an update on this settlement around January 6th. And I'll ask her, too, her thoughts on Kash Patel, how much stuff has been released. She's an ace investigator. But we're also working on the Attilas Gym. Just think of what they went through over in Jersey. You're not going to get $10 million out of the city of Palmar. Would bankrupt them. But we have not seen anything remotely like a settlement around COVID and who was wrong and what they did to that gym. Freedom of expression taken away. And Belmar was right in the center of this. So we'll hopefully catch up with them and talk about that tomorrow. Tomorrow, though, huge day. Already getting ready for it. Dan, your outfit, you don't know yet, right? You don't have to wear a suit.
Yeah, and I'm just going to wear a nice WPHT polo. You know,
okay.
Maybe black jeans.
I have the Steve Jobs. We both have black jeans. The Steve Jobs look. I don't know if I'll have a jacket on or not. If it gets hot and sweaty.
No, you can't wear a jacket.
As we go through this. Probably.
You got to wear the blue jeans with the black turtleneck.
Okay. Well, I don't have the turtleneck. I have a black shirt.
What do you
mean
you have the turtleneck? You have a black turtleneck? You wear it all the time.
Yeah, but it's more, you can hit me on Twitter. That's true. But I think it's a fancier kind of thing.
No,
a little bit.
It's Steve Jobsian.
Okay. All right, we'll do that. And I do know the 100 Days of Trump is going to be a big event at Colonial Theater. 1210WPHT.com is where you get your tickets. That is a classic theater. In fact, they're doing the Brandon Graham tonight there. And we're there tomorrow night. And certainly, we'll go through some of the things you don't often think of with the first 100 days of Trump. What has been successful? What is it that's been driving it? Today, when we talked about Levittown and how they view it, that's a Democrat town, Democrat area. They love what Trump's doing. The economy slash tariff, maybe not as much, but willing to give a chance to see how it turns out. Seems to me the markets have pretty much stabilized a good bit. And the more that happens, the more that places like Levittown will be on board as Trump marches forward. This idea today, though, is the idea of the day. It's smart. I haven't gotten anybody objecting, whatever. You're here illegally. You get a ticket. You fly out. You get $1,000 to go. It's cost effective. Makes a lot of sense. Doesn't take us. And you're not getting back in other than coming through the system legally. That's the way that it's going to go. Cost effective, taking away a lot of the ability of the other side to slow this down. That's all that they're trying to do. Let's do that. And I hope Trump, I'm going to lay that out tomorrow night a little bit more, how I think that looks. All right. Follow on Twitter at DomShow1210. Don't forget, Rich coming up next for 4 big hours. Tomorrow is the warm-up to the big event. He'll be at the Great American Pub in Phoenixville. I think Nick's coming. I'm coming. Dawn will be there for a while. Then we'll all her over with the VIP. And then the main event tomorrow night. First that we've done this in forever. Follow on Twitter at DomShow1210. We'll see you tomorrow, noon until 3. And then the big show tomorrow night. Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.